Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Cave-In Universe podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us again today. And if you're new to the show, welcome, welcome. My name is Vinny.
And I am Kaylin. Today, we are going to be talking about myths of space, followed by some real reactions.
Oh, yes. But first, you were away less this past week, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
That's why we kind of, you know, back on skipping the episodes.
Yes, I took a week away from home just to go visit some family. Catch up with them and stuff, and so they can spend time with our daughter.
Yeah, and I was missing you. I was gonna record a solo episode, but I was back and forth on doing that all week until the point where I was so undecided, up until the point where you came back, and I was like, should I still do a solo episode? It's like, that defeats the whole purpose. You're already back.
Is it just me, or is it like when there's something like off, like about like our lives, like being away from each other, because we're with each other 24/7. So when it's like something like that, I feel like time goes by way faster.
Yeah, it does.
The week just flew by
so fast. Yeah,
yeah, it flew by. Mm-hmm. But you know, we really did enjoy ourselves. Delilah was just lounging.
Yeah,
all week.
Yeah, FaceTiming with her.
Yeah,
I was kind of like, yeah. I mean, it's kind of bittersweet, but of a cool experience to like FaceTime her already. You know?
Right. Yes. So. Another interesting thing that I meant to tell you about our week away was that we actually had a snap streak. Did you realize
that
on Snapchat?
Did. Yeah, and Snapchat now has where you can like restore it. You can like get a free restore.
Really?
Yeah,
That's not a streak, though.
I saw a thing that said like your snap streak had ended. You get one free restore if you want to restore it. And I was like, what? I think they give you one free restore, and then that's how they're trying to do the Snapchat Plus. Like, the Snapchat Plus comes with all its features. Like, I think you can even look back at old conversations with that Snapchat Plus. Does anyone even use Snapchat anymore?
I was literally just going to say, like, Snapchat's trying to do all these new things, and it's really not working because they real suck.
Yeah, their Spotlight is what it's called. Yeah, no, it Spotlight is like, yeah, lower than like Facebook Reels.
Yes.
type of Reels. It's like ones that are like 4 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
And
like I saw that a month ago.
And their news stories, the Snapchat news stories are like, you remember those magazines when you were a kid, those magazines in the grocery store? I don't even know if it's like Esquire, whatever the ones like, oh,
Inquirer.
Or Inquirer. That's what it was. It's like, oh, UFOs, you know, visit Michael Jackson's house. And, you know, Michael Literally. Jackson's autopsy discovered he was an alien and JFK was abducted by aliens. And it was a lot of things
those
about
always
aliens.
Made me laugh.
Yeah. And it was just some weird things like the queen is, you know, underground, you know, lizard toad, you know, that might be real still, but who knows? No, I feel like that's what the Snapchat news stories are.
Yes,
like, it's like
pure clickbait.
Pure clickbait. They have like, oh, the next, you know, Iron Man, and it's like Iron Man with like Will Smith's face on it. It's like, what?
Like, this is somebody's job to create these terrible fake news stories. Like, get a better job.
Imagine if that's your job. Like what do you do for a living? I make fake clickbait news stories for Snapchat. What's the thought process behind that? You know, I just think of something in pop culture, you know, something like Captain America, and I think like, oh, let's see, who can we put as Captain America today? It's like basically like wrestling with fantasy booking, like what you want to happen.
Right.
That's all they're doing. They're just fantasy writing. They're just writing fantasy articles.
Yeah.
And just hoping that it would really happen,
now,
I guess.
Now, that's kayfabe news.
Yeah.
That is, yeah.
Can you imagine that being your job?
No.
But yeah, nobody uses. I told my friend Walt, friend of the show, been on the show, go back, watch the episodes of Walt. But I literally tell him, if it wasn't for him, I would delete the app. I would not have Snapchat. He's like the only reason why I have Snapchat, because for some reason he refuses to text me like a normal human. And we just post, you know, send snaps back and forth. But mm-hmm. I do like the Bitmojis.
Oh, yeah. The Bitmoji stories.
That. Miss the bit. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, because if you're not snapping while you forgot you're snapping me, too. Sometimes we send each other snaps, you know, from the grocery store or whatever.
It is a different experience, too, like, than messaging, I guess, right?
Yeah, because messaging, you know, okay, you send me a picture of something at the grocery store, for example. Oh, check it out. They have this new cereal. Like, if you send it to me in a text, like, I'm supposed to be saving it. You know what I mean? Like that I don't need in my text. You can send me that by Snap and it's away from my phone in 24 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
so
just for like
does,
a quick.
Maybe it does have a place. Maybe it just needs to be better. It's like it's like a middleman. It's like a middleman app. It's like there's messaging, then there's social media, and then there's like Snapchat in the middle.
Right.
It's like it's not quite messaging, but it's not quite social media. Mm-hmm. Or not quite as boring as just plain messaging, but then it's not full-blown social media. I don't know what I'm talking right. about already.
Like how Instagram's trying to have, like, their own Twitter.
Yes, like Threads.
Yes.
Yeah, follow us on Threads, even though we have no idea what to post. There was one time where I was like, yeah, I was sitting there and I had just, you know, transferred our stuff over, created our Threads account, whatever.
Right.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like staring and I'm like, what do we post? Like, there's too many social medias. It's like they just run out of ideas. We didn't even use Twitter anyway. I guess that's the thing. It's supposed to draw people away from Twitter if they feel like they want to have a better place that's not going to... It's just going to turn into the same shit. It's like, it's not the social media app. It's the people.
Exactly.
You know?
And like how you were saying too, like when we were talking about this, like off the podcast, was that all these guys in social media are basically just like spending their money on like trying to beat each other.
Yeah, that's how billionaires flex nowadays.
Yeah.
It's like at one point you'd flex by like buildings that you bought, you know, like, oh, I bought this tower. And it's like now you just flex by your social media apps.
Yeah.
And just like, oh, I just built a social media app and I'm, you know, stealing your followers or stealing your subscribers from your app. It's just this battle between the Zuck and the Musk.
Is that even real?
I really don't know.
Because I've been seeing, like, funny stuff about it. I know. So that just makes me to believe, like, that it's just a joke.
I know they're, like, going back and forth, but, yeah, I really don't know. I really don't know. I don't think they're really going to do it. But they're both training, apparently.
I was going to say none of them were really equipped, weeks ago.
Zuckerberg's been training. He's looking jacked. Elon Musk, I don't know. You're basically going to have an alien versus a robot.
That's very true, because it's funny how both of those guys literally, like, you see those videos of Mark Zuckerberg, like, acting like a robot, right? Like, while he's doing speeches. And then Elon Musk is just, like, so obsessed with Mars and stuff. So it's, what leads you to believe that he's not actually from there.
Right. What if that's what happened? What if this is all leading down to it? Just this big reveal onto the world.
Reveal themselves.
They're going to be in the cage and in the UFC or whatever match. I don't know, wherever they're doing it. And then Elon Musk just rips off his skin to reveal he's just alien. And the Zuck rips off his skin to reveal he's a robot.
Like, wow.
Now try to defeat my style.
Oh, my God. I never thought about that, the big reveal. Uh-huh. I can
try
see
to block
it now.
My style.
Oh, God, that's too funny.
Yeah, there's too many social media apps. Follow us on Threads, but even though we don't know what to post, we'll probably just end up posting memes and just random thoughts that we have.
Yeah.
That's essentially what Twitter is supposed to be, but we mainly use Twitter for, like, wrestling stuff.
Yeah, or, like, live tweeting.
We got sucked into that
live
side of Twitter.
During, you know, programs.
Yeah. Speaking of wrestling stuff, you know, we might talk about a little more during this show because... we stopped the Jobber Circle Wrestling. No more Jobber Circle. If you were a fan of our other podcast, the Jobber Circle Wrestling podcast, we had to put an indefinite pause on that.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. The last pay-per-view we had, we started watching it late, so it was late. And then we're, like, making notes for it. And then we're going to record. And then, you know, we have our baby, which takes up a lot of our time. You know, as you can tell, it's like, you know, it's hard to find time to do this podcast. Nonetheless, another one. So we sat down and we actually, like, I was like, should we just, like, you know... stop.
Yeah, you even went as far as to like try to not go that far and say like, should we just do audio? But then we realized that like, no, like, what's the point?
Realized it was time. It was time to I mean, we just have to focus on this podcast, basically.
Yeah.
Long story short, we just got to focus on this podcast, and that's what we're gonna do. And then maybe one day, we'll come back to it when we have the time.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Yeah. You know? Yep.
So,
it was bittersweet.
It was.
But hopefully one day we can start it back up again.
Yeah. Yeah. So no more Jobber Circle Wrestling podcast. I thought about just doing maybe like a small TikTok thing. But that's the thing. Anything I think about to try to replace it, it's like that's just more time and stuff. So
exactly.
It's like, it just
we're trying
happen.
To eliminate some time right now.
In a perfect world, we'd have the time.
Right.
But yeah. So you got to help us out. Subscribe to our Patreon. Go to cavein.com for
we
some
even
merch.
Got cool merch.
Yeah. And here pretty soon we're going to be doing extended episodes where basically we end this episode here, but we do an extra 20-30 minutes on Patreon.
Yeah.
After trying to figure out what we're, you know, doing with that. But we've already posted a lot on our Patreon, so go check that out.
Mm-hmm.
So you get bonus weekly episodes and extra good stuff. You want to go ahead and go to the myths
of
space?
Yes. I have been waiting for this. So
you always say that.
What?
You're always like, oh,
are always.
I think you said that last episode. You're like, oh, I've been waiting to say these facts.
Because I have been.
Oh, okay.
I'm serious. Well, I like learning new stuff.
We've had these notes for about a good couple weeks, so it was time. Mm-hmm. So the Great Wall of China is not the only human-made object visible from space or the moon.
I think I've actually heard that before. Is it because, like, when you get to, like, the top or, like, when you get to a certain elevation, like, it starts to get cloudy? You know what I mean?
Right. No, I mean, that's just a myth in general. You can't see it from space. You know? So, right. Fact, the Great Wall isn't very wide, and the color tends to make or to match the environment. So, astronauts report that they can see it easily with the telescope or zoom lens, but not with the... Just by eye.
Right.
So no human-made object are visible from the moon without a telescope.
Hmm.
So I wonder when it comes to the Las Vegas sphere, if that's going to be visible from space. Yeah, we got to check that out. That big sphere that they built in Las Vegas, it's like they can project the world itself or like a giant moon. Like for Halloween, it was cool. Yeah. As a giant pumpkin. You can do a bunch of stuff.
When is it scheduled to open? A giant
eye. Like that was great.
Oh, yeah, the eye that you showed me.
I think it is open or going to open.
I think
they're
just like, yeah, I think probably soon.
I think U2 is going to be the first like show there, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And even the old WWE wants to do a show there. Because can you imagine? Because it's like a...
Like a live premium live event?
Yeah, and it's supposed to... it's like haptic. So like, it's like you can... It's going to have smell where you can experience different smells based on what's going on. Like air and like mist and shit. Like, it's going
to
be cool.
Ooh, that's like if you go to like a 4D movie. Have you ever been to one of those?
Yeah.
Where like, if you're like watching like Fast and the Furious in 4D, like the seats are moving and
shit. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's going to be immersive like that.
Yeah.
That's... Honestly, that's probably the future of entertainment. Mm-hmm. You know?
That is really cool.
Yeah, trying to get as close to VR as you can without, you know. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine one day if theaters, you go into a movie theater to watch a movie and like it's all in VR, you go to sit down and you have your little VR headset next to you and you put it on and that's how everyone watches the movie.
That'd be scary.
So you're like in the movie and everyone has their own personal experience in the movie.
Whoa, I don't know if I could do that. That would give me anxiety as to like what's going on behind my...
Right?
Behind, you know, we're all of our eyes are covered. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's scary.
You want to read the next one?
Yes. The vacuum of space would make you explode is a myth. Yeah. Yes. The fact would be if you were exposed to the vacuum of space, you'd die in less than 2 minutes. During that time, you'd experience some bloating, but no exploding. Bloating, but no exploding.
You experience bloating, but no exploding.
But outer space's extremely low pressure will first lower the boiling point of all liquids, including blood. Oh, my God. It will boil right out of your arteries and veins. Oh, my God. That sounds terrible. That sounds like a terrible way to die.
Yeah. Sounds grim, but I don't know why it says there's hope, sort of.
What
was the hope? You're going to die.
Yeah, literally, there is no hope. Yeah. That's why I was like, why would I read that?
Yeah, like, you ever seen the movie, what's that movie? Dang it, with Arnold Schwarzenegger on Mars. Dang it's on the tip of my tongue. I don't know. They're on Mars, and like they go outside, and they're like, and their freaking eyes are popping out of their head.
Oh, my God.
Total Recall.
Yeah. That what it's called?
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, can you imagine? You would just, bloat because all your liquid blood is just boiling. Right under your skin.
That.
As you blow.
Nope.
Yeah, but then I would think you would freeze, too.
Well, that's what I've heard, too, is that
that
in space, like, you freeze, like, immediately. I think I got that from that movie with Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yeah.
And what was his name?
George Clooney.
George Clooney, yeah.
Because I think in Total Recall, they exploded, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, you wouldn't explode like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, myth. The sun is yellow. The sun can appear to be yellow from the surface of Earth, but that's because of the light scattering from our atmosphere. It's actually quite white.
White? Whoa, yeah. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting more like orange.
Yeah, I think, didn't we have something on the orangeness of it? I thought there was something. Oh, yeah. Well, here, you can read this one because this kind of goes into it.
Okay.
So, myth.
So, the myth is the sun is on fire?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fact. When some people picture the sun, they imagine something like a campfire or an object on fire. Yeah. But the sun is actually a ball of gas. It burns thanks to nuclear fusion, which happens in its core every second. 700 million tons of hydrogen gets converted into 695 million tons of helium, When this happens, energy is released as gamma rays, which gets converted to light. So the sun emits light and heat, but it is not on fire because there's no oxygen involved.
Interesting.
That is really interesting.
Did you grasp all that?
I think I did. There was quite a bit of information.
Yeah.
But I've always thought that the sun is on fire.
No, it's like a ball of gas. Like, imagine, like, but then see, that wouldn't even do it justice if I say, like, propane heating up, because you obviously need fire to heat up propane. So, but it's like, yeah, it's like, as, like, you know, a gas burning rather than like an object on fire.
Right.
Like, yeah.
I wonder, so I guess it's just by its appearance from us is why we tend to think it's on fire and why we think it's like orange and yellow,
I
guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just the
light. That yellow one, you know, I would, because some people would say the sun is orange. Again, would be a myth, just like the people that would say the sun is yellow.
Right.
And meteorites are very hot when they land. This one just surprised me. So meteorites, by the time they land, they're actually pretty warm and safe to touch.
What?
Yeah.
I would think at the speed
and they're on fire when they're falling, but I guess they're cooled off by the time they hit. I don't know how that works.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't really make any sense because they are going down so fast that they could be like hit with like the wind,
right,
cooling it off by the time it gets to the ground. But
I guess.
No.
Or they hit the ground so fast it just...
This is like one of those, like, I believe it when I see it.
Right? And did somebody actually, like, go and test this out? Like, find a meteorite as soon as it came down and hit? And they're like, oh!
And you were like really touching that it, close. That,
right? And then what about the trial and error? What if they, like, burn their hand off? They're like, wow! You know?
Yes, that'd be like, so bad.
You ever seen that 1,000 Ways to Die episode where somebody was, this guy was outside smoking a cigarette and a meteorite just happened, a one in a trillion chance? Meteorite went right through his chest.
What?
Yeah, and he died. I wonder if those are real, those 1,000 Ways to Die.
I literally don't know, because now you're going to get me off on a whole tangent, because I used to watch those.
Oh, yeah.
And there were some that, like, resonated that, like, I remember, like, in my memory, and it's just
like,
so
which
weird.
Which ones?
Like, there was one where this lady came home to her husband, and they were going to have sex, and she had gotten, like, one of those canned edible underwears with
the
candies.
Oh, yes. I think I know that one.
And, like, he went to, like, go try and, like, eat her out, and then he, like, choked on the candies and the string and shit.
Yeah.
And then died. And there was another one where, like, he got, like, crushed by, like,
the trash compactor?
Yeah, that stands out to me. There's a trash compactor one, and then there was also one where, you know, those,
he was,
like
running
construction...
from someone he, like, hit in the trash can or something.
Yeah, you know those, like, construction trucks where it has, like, the big rolling thing on it?
Oh, the cement trucks?
Something, no.
Oh, the steamrollers?
Yeah, the ones that, like, flatten the street. I had seen one where he literally got crushed under that thing. Ugh, so bad.
Yeah, there were some gnarly ones on there. Mm-hmm. Some basic ones, but then, like, there were some crazy ones, like... the meteorite through the chest, and then I think the number one way to die was this couple that I think they were a virgin couple. They never had sex before, and they got married. They're waiting for marriage, so on their marriage date, they literally had sex for the first time. They both orgasmed, and right when they both orgasmed, since their body freaked out from never experiencing the feeling, they both had heart attacks and died
together.
They literally got married, had sex for the first time, nutted, and died.
Oh my god, that sounds like they wouldn't want
to
die any other
way.
They wouldn't have wanted to die any other way.
I mean,
it's really
I guess
sad,
in but... the story it's kind of romantic, but then it's like, damn, like, Matt, your first nut you crack, you fucking die?
Your one and only? Damn, that is pretty sad.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that sounds vulgar the way I say that, but everyone has their word for that. And I just love the word nut.
Jizz.
I just think it's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I don't even know if I should bleep that out. I don't know how YouTube feels. YouTube is getting pretty strict. Follow us on Rumble. We're now on Rumble.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rumble, the alternative video network. There needs to be, you know, there's so many social media apps, but yet we just have one YouTube. I mean, I love you, YouTube. Thanks for nothing, but, you know.
YouTube is overpopulated.
Yeah, follow us on Rumble and Spotify Video. We post our videos on Spotify, too. Yeah. If you follow on Spotify. And then, what else is going to say? I don't know. What's the next one?
Could you make that a little bit bigger? Because I have...
What do you have?
I'm nearsighted.
What is that?
Nearsighted. I can't see far away.
You can't see near? Wait, you're nearsighted, so you can't see far away? That makes no sense.
No, it's the opposite.
What? I'm who invented that?
I don't know.
You're nearsighted, so you can't see. Oh, okay, so you can see near. Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're, if you're farsighted. Wait, so are you nearsighted or farsighted?
I'm nearsighted.
So if you're farsighted.
I have trouble seeing far away.
So if you're farsighted, you can't see close.
Right.
Learn something new. All right. Dark side of the moon.
Dark side of the moon is a myth. The fact is that it's easy to think the far side of the moon is dark since we've never seen it, but it goes through the same lunar phases as the near side, which faces the Earth in reverse. When there's...
You're just spitting bars over here today.
What?
You're just spitting bars over here today.
When there's a new and very dark moon on the near side, for example, that means there's a full moon on the far side. We can't just see it from our vantage point. So yes, there is a dark side of the moon, but it's always moving and sometimes faces Earth directly.
So there you go, conspiracy theorists. There's no dark side of the moon with a secret alien base. Go to bed. Stop watching conspiracy talks. Bed. Trust me, you can go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. Yes. How some of these conspiracies sound so true. You're like, oh, you know, why do I try to run by you? I try to run this conspiracy by you to see, you know, you're like my test for like, because you have a normal, functioning brain, unlike myself. And I'm like, do you know there's this conspiracy theory that there's nothing at the bottom of the ocean? That's why we've never been to the bottom of the ocean. That if you just keep going down to the ocean, you'll end up back on top and coming down from the sky. And the face you made when you looked at me like I was a fucking idiot. I was like, yeah, I think you're right. That's dumb.
Oh my god, the cringe at myself.
So yes, don't follow those freaking TikTok conspiracies, man.
Yeah,
it's too easy, because that's the thing about conspiracies, because that's all you need is just a few things in the conspiracy to like match up, and then you're like, oh yeah, that's right. So all the other 100 things must be true.
Right. No,
it's not how it works. There is a such thing as coincidence, too.
Yeah, I get sucked into those conspiracy theories on TikTok.
And then that's the other thing about conspiracies is that like, there are some that may be pretty true, and then that makes you think like, oh, what else is true, you know? Mm-hmm. But... I don't know. Summer is warm because yeah, I just sound like I was fifth grader reading. Summer is warm because the Earth is closer to the sun. It was like popcorn reading back in fifth grade. When it's summer, the northern hemisphere, the Earth is not closer to the sun. In fact, it's quite the opposite. The planet is at the furthest point from the sun during the summer. So it's warmer during the summer because the Earth is tilted during its orbit. So our home planet tilts, allows the sun's energy to hit us more directly.
So
it's not exactly like, it's not exactly closer. It's like further, but it's just tilted.
Tilted, you know? So it is a little bit closer in a way.
Yeah, got that ass out so the sun can hit it.
You know? Got that ass out. I love that.
I don't know. Where you are from it, people. Trying to get through these. Because we still got... What else do we got?
We still got some real reactions.
And I couldn't... We tried to find more myths on these space... Or, you know, myths from space.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, these are, like, the best ones we could find. There wasn't really that many out there. So, if you have any more, let us know. We'll run, you know, whatever.
Be interested to know.
Yeah. The moon sometimes... Oh, you can read this one.
So, the myth, the moon is pretty close to Earth. The fact, the moon sometimes looks so close you could reach up and grab it. In reality, the moon orbits about 239,000 miles from Earth. If you could somehow hop in Boeing 747 and cruise to the moon at full speed, that journey would take about 17 days.
If you can hop into a Boeing 747.
What is it? What
it's
is
like
that?
It's like a type of plane.
Ew, I didn't know that.
If you could hop in Boeing 747. It's like, what the fuck?
Sorry, I didn't know what that was.
You're reading these like, well, I guess you haven't read these before, so you're
reading these like I've never read them before. No, for real though, I didn't know what a Boeing 747 was. Now I know.
You're still saying it wrong. I guess I don't know. Who cares? You're doing fine. Black holes will suck everything up. If the sun instantly transformed into a black hole tonight, we wouldn't wake up falling ever quickly into a deadly maw. Okay, who wrote these, huh? We'd eventually freeze to death, but that's not... Okay, give me the fact. Black holes must obey the laws of physics, and the gravitational power of the sun would be the same if it were somehow turned into a black hole. Black holes, finite mass, and therefore finite gravitational force. No one knows for sure what happens to the atoms, pulls into black holes, but we do not. Wait, what? What? What is this saying?
I think it's just a little bit everywhere because I don't really understand it either.
Okay. Black holes must obey other laws of physics, and gravitational power of the sun would be the same if it were somehow turned into a black hole. Okay, we got that down. Mm-hmm. But then it literally just transfers into something else.
Yeah.
Black holes have finite mass and therefore finite gravitational force. And then it switches to something else, saying no one knows for sure what. This is why. This is why journalism is dead in 2023. Because of articles like this.
Logan can write a better article than that.
Yes, and this is actually facts that we pulled from different articles, actually. These are multiple sources.
Right.
And we really already encountered multiple myths or whatever that look like they were typed out by somebody in high school.
Yeah. You know? I think, yes, this literally sounds like, oh, this is a project. Bring one myth and one fact. And then we're just going to put it on this random website.
Yeah, I guess so. Unless, yeah, that's what happened. The person that wrote that on that website was just a little Momo. He read The Sun is on Fire, right?
Yeah.
Mercury is the closest. This one is actually interesting. Mm-hmm. You want to read it or you want me to?
You can read it.
Mercury is the closest planet to the sun, so it's the hottest. That's the myth. So distant from the sun actually has little to do with average temperature on a planet. So Venus is the second planet from the sun, is actually hotter than Mercury, which is closer to the sun. I have to put it in our own words for it to make sense. So that's because the atmosphere, which contains mostly carbon dioxide and some nitrogen, making it very thick. Throughout the year, the surface of Venus remains a temperature of 462 degrees Celsius. And we want to complain about this Texas heat.
Yeah.
The surface of Mercury, on the other hand, has a lot of temperature variations. It can be as cold as negative 173 degrees Celsius at night. And during the day, it might reach 427 degrees because, yes, it is closer to the sun. And so mm-hmm. it does get hot, but it don't get too hot.
Right.
It does have a thinner atmosphere than Venus, which is why there's so much variation in temperature. So Venus having being second from the sun, but having a more dense atmosphere made up of mainly carbon dioxide and oxygen actually makes it hotter, even though it's further from the sun than Mercury.
Right.
So that's actually the most interesting fact that I found.
I was just thinking about, so you're talking about the variations of the temperatures, like it's completely different from the daytime than it is in the nighttime is what you're saying?
Yeah. I guess Mercury varies like a desert, you know, where it's like cold during the night and hot during the day.
Right. Like the desert right now.
Yeah.
Remember you were just showing me those temperatures in Arizona?
Oh, yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah. Well, I
was just a random
thought. Well, like desert, like I'm talking like, you know, Egyptian deserts and shit, like Sahara deserts and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Arizona. I wonder if Arizona is cold at night. I would like to, but I doubt it would be just as hot in the United States as the United States, you know.
Right.
You want to read this last one?
Yes. In the 1960s, NASA spent millions developing a pen that would write in space. So that's the myth.
And
yes.
You ever heard this? It's like a joke of sorts. You never heard this joke?
Mm-mm.
It's basically like, you know, well, go ahead and read it. Sorry.
Okay. So this is a popular myth on the internet. And even in one episode of The West Wing, people tend to use this as a comparison between NASA and Soviet astronauts who were smart enough to just bring pencils. But NASA used pencils as well, as they have receipts to prove it. In 1965, NASA placed an order for 34 mechanical pencils from Houston Tychem Engineering Manufacturing Incorporated. That's such a long, unnecessary name.
Right.
There was an independent company, the Fisher Pen Company, that developed a space pen for around $1 million, and later both NASA and Soviets started using Fisher's anti-gravity space pen. It was a great pen.
Yeah. So it's basically a joke like, oh, you know, in the 60s, you know, NASA spent millions of dollars creating a pen that would write in space because mm-hmm. they had no other way to write in space. So they spent all this money to create this pen. And then the Soviet astronauts were smart enough to just use a pencil. Ha, ha, ha. That's a joke.
No, I've really never heard this joke before. Did you hear this like in school or something?
Yeah.
Oh. Some
boomer teacher probably told it to me.
Yeah.
You know.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, so what did you think about those facts overall?
I thought overall they were pretty interesting. Some of them were hard to believe.
Yeah, some of them were hard to read.
Hard to read. Some of them were written by idiots.
You dumb idiot bitch.
Where did I even come up with that?
Yes, I have no idea. Some of the things you say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an insider. When did you come up with the phrase dumb idiot bitch? But now that's all we say when we describe people.
Yeah, I don't know where it came from. It just all came out at once. So
were we somewhere and you just said it?
Yeah, I think somebody just annoyed me.
And you were like, dumb idiot bitch.
Yeah. Dumb idiot bitch.
Yeah. I played it the first time, but I'm sorry people had to beep it out the other times. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you should follow, subscribe, so we don't have to depend on the algorithm and cleaning up our act.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get into some real reactions. I didn't have no reels this week.
Oh, that's right.
So they better be good.
Oh, shit.
They're not good. I don't know. We'll find some other ones. I don't know what you want from me. Oh. What just happened?
The chopsticks. I don't know what those are.
Was it a straw?
I think they might have been straws. Yes, you are correct. But this guy looks like drunk already.
Oh! And he immediately like, oh God, what do you do? Jesus.
You probably want to probably go to the hospital to get checked out, but you want to probably call a cab because you probably can't see.
That like went straight into his eye.
Oh. You think it could have like popped something?
He pushed it into his eye.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think he's drunk or something. He's already drunk. Yeah, he wasn't paying attention for sure.
Oh, I hope he's all right.
Yeah. You could tell these people in this restaurant are just like recording this off of the recording
right?
from the camera.
This guy literally over here has no idea what happened.
Yes.
The guy in the orange hat. He's just literally in the same position throughout the whole video. I guess he kind of looks over and then he's just like, you all
right,
dude?
Right?
And then he's back, to just whatever.
My God, who is this creeper?
Oh, gosh.
When my son was teething, he used to like to take the big fat rubber end of my vibrating toothbrush and put it in his mouth on. Okay. And he'd just kind of sit there like, oh, yeah, that feels good. That hits a spot.
I thought she was going another direction with it, but that's still what?
Yes. Can you imagine watching that on live TV and then look at his reaction? He's all excited over there.
When my son was teething, he used to like to take the big fat rubber end of my vibrating toothbrush and put it in his mouth on. Okay. And he'd just kind of sit there like, oh, yeah, that feels good. That hits a spot.
Is this real? She has to know what
it looks like. I mean, maybe it's no, this is like. Not like SNL or anything, right?
No. No. It is, but that's just the what's it? The lack of self-awareness.
Right.
Piece of shit, go fix your teeth.
Hey, go on a diet, you fat bitch.
I can't wait till you die of cancer with that shit in your hand.
You're gonna die of fucking beans and tortillas, bitch.
Why is
this what kind of insult is that?
You're gonna die of beans and tortillas. Why? Road rage is crazy, man. You gotta be careful out there.
It really is. It's gotten like really scary. Like, you know, people are making honest mistakes, like out on the road. You know, oh, I didn't realize I cut you off. You know, et cetera, whatever. And people will literally pull out a gun and like want to end your life for it, like. Yeah. Get on and move on with your life.
No matter what algorithm you're on, you've come across some road rage.
Yeah.
And probably road rage. Dang, I feel like I did it just like, that's like deja vu. What the hell? those videos are just crazy to see. That's basically my point.
They're pretty scary because real life situations, I don't think any of them are fabricated.
What do you mean?
Like fake.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
Some are just like horrible. Like the guy punching the window.
Yes.
You know he broke his hand.
Go fix your teeth.
Hey, go on a diet, you fat bitch.
I can't wait till you die of cancer with that shit in your hand.
You're going to die of fucking beans and tortillas, bitch.
Man, just go on. Go on.
Hey, go on.
What kind of insult?
Oh, God. Gosh, this poor guy.
Yeah.
I said poor guy?
Poor guy. We are the dreamers. We make it
happen. Because we can see it. Yes, to the world. What? Jesus. What did he do? Is this a form of punishment?
Who wants to jump rope? Who volunteers?
Do they not have a jump rope they could use? What is this?
They use each other.
Cirque Soleil. Cirque du Del Sol.
Is that, are they a trio? Or are they, is that their finisher?
The finisher? The trio's finisher?
New trio's champs. Hitting,
they're hitting the emote. That's the squad emote. I just love the chunk at the end.
But they got him. You saw that.
He flies so gracefully.
Yeah, you know he probably loves that.
Look at that.
And then he's got like everybody there to catch him.
In full freaking Rey Mysterio form right here. Like, literally cross-body form.
Yes. That's great.
Wow. We should have ended on that one, because I don't know. We got a follow. This one's got a big follow-up.
Oh,
let's see if, let's see if this video.
Oh.
Whose slide did he just break?
I hope they had some insurance on that.
Oh my gosh.
You can see the staircase shaking before he even reaches. That's like the world's shortest slide. He still didn't make it to the bottom.
Who hyped this guy up to do... Is that the sound of it? Did it break all the way down?
Yes.
He's
like landed on the concrete.
I thought they were like, there was fireworks in the background.
No, that's the that's the slide crumbling in bits. You can hear it already breaking when he fucking gets on the slide.
That's so bad.
Oh man.
All right, Peter, that slide. Ruined. I know, and that looks like a nice pool too. Nice little hangout at night.
What I mean, it looks like there's a party going on.
Yeah.
And just fucking.
And just the party foul. God.
Oh,
that was
man.
Bad. Is that the last one?
Yeah.
Oh man, the jump rope one. This is all time. What the fuck? He's going.
They got to entertain themselves one way or another.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
You have anything else before we go?
Nope, I don't think so. I don't think so.
All right. We are the world. We are the people.
Hey, let's go jump rope.
I mean, let's dude. Go. Let's go jump rope.
Let's go use Logan. This is jump rope.
This is a jump rope. Okay,
oh,
well.
Oh, man. Yep.
I like your shirt.
Thank you.
Nice little sponge boob shirt.
Yes.
Yeah. Little throwback.
Yep.
All-time greats. Delilah's definitely going to grow up watching SpongeBob, even though now she loves South Park. And, of course, she loves wrestling.
Yep, she does.
But,
she's glued to the TV with both of those.
Yeah, she falls asleep to South Park. And it's kind of been cool for us because we're, like, on a South Park kick now, like a throwback South Park kick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, South Park, there's so many episodes, like, we've seen a lot of them, but they're still, it's like amazing. It's like,
yeah.
You know, there's still some episodes I'm like, either I don't remember this or I don't think I've ever seen this episode before. So that's still kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's like a little finding little gems. When mm-hmm. You think you've seen it all.
Yep.
You haven't, people.
Definitely you know? Not. I'm seeing a lot more. So
that's cool. Well, they're hitting our music, people. Thank you for joining us. And yeah, we'll see you soon.
Bye, guys. Guys, if you like that video, make sure you hit like and subscribe for more. Also, if you are not already, please follow us on all of your favorite social media platforms at Cave-In Universe.
Oh yes, and for bonus content, extra episodes, follow us at patreon.com/cave-in. I was gonna say the full name, but now it's patreon.com/cave-in. You can watch our bonus content and the bonus episodes for $1. But even if you don't want to pay the dollar, you can still subscribe for free and listen to the audio episodes for free there on Patreon. So give us a follow, and then cave-in.com for merch. Thank you.